Faith and grace happen to be similar in the English language, and that's beautiful. Grace means something beyond the form that as which you appear temporarily here comes in, something that's beyond that, a greater intelligence. And also the word that has been misused so much, love, true love, not the egoic love that says, I want you, don't you ever leave me. It's wonderful, in the Spanish language, there are two words for love. The usual one, the one that's mostly used, is to do with a certain wisdom sometimes embodied in language. Te quiero means I love you in its normal way, the egoic, which really translated means I want you. So in Spanish, I want you and I love you are the same. And then there is a deeper, which is very rarely used. They say it's poetic, which would be te amo, I love you, which is the love that is beyond ego, that is the love that can only be there when there is space. It is inseparable from space. So how does that operate? A human being comes into your life. It may be just a brief encounter or someone you've known for a long time. There is an encounter. What the Course in Miracles calls, whenever two human beings meet, it is a holy encounter. I would add, it is only potentially holy. And when that potential is realized, a meeting of two human beings is beautiful. Even if they are pretending to be engaged in some superficial interaction, like somebody is buying a newspaper and say, I'll have a copy of the LA Times, please, if you still buy it in shops. And then you, how much? Okay, keep the change or I'll have the change. But there's a moment of, are you meeting that human being? Or is that human being reduced to a form identity, a function, a role? Is that what you are doing to them? That's not a holy encounter. A holy encounter is when you can look upon a human being, no matter how briefly, in a moment of spacious, aware presence. Just look. There's no thought in it. There's just consciousness, perceiving, knowing yourself as the perceiving consciousness, not through concept. You might not, this is just one way of putting it. I lived like that for years, but after the shift happened in me, and I couldn't have said what I'm saying now, if somebody had said to me, oh, you now know yourself as unconditioned consciousness, I would have said, what do you mean? I don't know what you're talking about. All I knew was peace. There's such peace. Wherever I go, it's peaceful. Well, whoever I meet, there's peace as an underlying field. The middle of traffic, there's peace as an underlying field. That's all I knew. For years, I couldn't say much about it. So what happened to you? I said, well, I was always in turmoil. It was dreadful. And suddenly, I've been at peace ever since. Very deep, beautiful peace. Don't know. That's all I can say. And then after years, I talked to other teachers, and they said a few Zen people, and they said, one master said, Zen? What's that? No thought. That's how they talk sometimes. No thought. And if you don't get it, they may hit you. And he said that, and I said, oh, my God, I realize now that for the past few years, I haven't been thinking very much at all. That's where the peace comes from. Wow. I didn't know.